Blog Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all. Yeah, come on. I like that, y'all. I like that. Yeah, like, I like that.
This my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus, she's no oblate, but I make that bark bark with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it, I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'ma do it, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with a top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down. She bring her friend around, so I'm moving like, hey.
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna cocoa, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just tell me worry about money. Decision making, only worry about stunning. She worry about me, her never worry about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. And she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me.
We love it, she love it. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, all my bitches got real hair, chillin' with a top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down. She bring her friend around, so I'm moving like, hey, I'm a bougie hero, like the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey,
we poppin' like,
hey,
but
don't be actin' like a nigga.
Now I can spot your from a mile away. Valentine and that it's a holiday. You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says, paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that.
Here we go, guys, and good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, today's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, so again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. It's Friday, I know, and I see there are a lot more people are joining the show right now. Thank you, guys, and welcome to the show. And I'm going to get right into it in just a moment, but I know today is usually Free Fall Friday, and but after so many people have been sending me messages and asking my opinion and this and that about Lamar Odom, I wanted to go ahead and do this show today and go ahead and get that kind of out of the way. I may talk about him again later on because, you know, hopefully this guy will pull through this. Hopefully he'll pull through this, but we don't know. It's all in the hands of the man upstairs. If it's his time, it's his time. No one can stop it, slow it down, or anything. It's gonna be it. So hopefully, I won't be talking about anything like that in the near future. Hopefully, I'll be talking about him having a second chance at life. Okay, and but regardless of that, it is what it is. He is where he is, and we are where we are, right? So, let's see. Today's weather, we have, today is going to be a nice day. It's 59 right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 84 today. Sunshine, 49 tonight. So, again, you guys, it's going to be hot during the day and cold at night. I mean, and tomorrow we're looking at 72 sunshine, 45 at night. Sunday, 69 sunshine, 44 at night. So we're looking at sunshine for the next 4 or 5 days with decent weather, with decent temperatures weather during the day and chilly at night. So stay conscious of that and, you know, keep your sweatshirt or jacket or whatever for the nightfall if you're going to be outdoors, okay? 84 today, 49 tonight. Let's see. My word of the day is brothel, okay? And I picked the word of the day today because of the Lamar Odom situation. A lot of people don't know what a brothel is, so I wanted to do that as my word of the day. A brothel is a noun, okay? And a brothel is a house where men can visit prostitutes. And that's where Lamar Odom was. He was in a brothel. And so let's get to the story. Okay. And brothels are also known as whorehouses and bordellos, massage parlors, cat houses, things like that. People used to call them whorehouses back in, you know, when we were growing up, it was called a whorehouse. All right. Whores hang out. So now the new age name is a brothel, but all it is a whorehouse. Okay, so today's show is entitled Lamar Odom, Drugs and Sex. Is this what's, you know, what has taken him down? Is this what's taking him down? And as you guys know, this story has been all over the news the last few days because Lamar has been in a funk, I call it. He's been in a funk over the past couple of years or whatever. And he's been out there. They've been saying he's been walking the streets, doing a lot of drugs, seeing all kind of women and things like that. And we kind of know now that that's true because of where he was found a few days ago in the brothel. And here's my thing. Okay, if Lamar Odom going to be in a brothel, okay, I don't have anything against that. People do what they do. He's there for sex with women. Okay? But at the same time, this guy's married. He's got, you know, he's married to one of the Kardashians, right? Khloe Kardashian. And he's been married to her for a while now. And she was in the process of trying to get a divorce from Lamar because of his drug use and hanging out and all this stuff. You know, you can't find Lamar. So Lamar hasn't been around. He hasn't shown up to get these divorce papers signed or anything like that. So Khloe's been kind of sitting in limbo. And I watch the Kardashians. They're one of my favorite shows. Excuse me. I watch them because they have so much money and they do so much crazy stuff. That's what I like. Okay? They got a number one rated reality show on TV, and it's funny to me. He's married to the Kardashian, one of the Kardashians. And again, she's been trying to get divorced from him because he's just like abandoned her. He abandoned the marriage. She still loves the guy, I believe. And I think he still have feelings for her. And but he just abandoned her. All of a sudden, he goes out of town and he doesn't show back up, and she doesn't know where he is. He'll call every now and then and say something to her, and she's like, "Oh, Lamar, we just want to help you. Please let us help you." Yada yada, but he doesn't want their help. Okay, he doesn't want their help, and so I'm wondering what's going on with him. And everyone's thinking Lamar out there, he got to be out there doing drugs. And that's exactly what was going on. Okay? So she's been trying to get a divorce from him, but he won't show up and sign the paper. So now that he's in the hospital for this, now, you know, the divorce, they're still married. The divorce not final. But she's there supposedly at his bedside. And they say on yesterday, he squeezed her hand. And, you know, people say, he may be coming back. But actually the doctor said that may have been an something that was done, you know, unconsciously by him. What's funny about it is that I used to know a guy who worked at a funeral home, and he said that used to happen all the time. And they bring dead people in, and they'll, you know, they'll move their foot or move their hand or something. But, you know, they're dead, of course. So, you know, the doctor said that was something that he, you know, could have been done unconsciously. But supposedly on yesterday, he had a few signs of coming back. But they said that now his organs are starting to shut down. Not only his kidneys, but a couple of more organs are starting to shut down. So, things aren't looking good for Lamar Odom, okay? But what I think, and this is just my opinion, guys, so all these emails and messages and stuff like that, whatever. But this is my opinion. My opinion is the guy was trying to commit suicide. Okay? I believe he was trying to kill himself. He's at the brothel. He's in the room by himself. He's doing cocaine. He's taking all these, the doctors say he was taking 10 different, get it now, 10 different sexual in performing drugs. Okay? Now, you know, women don't have to take a sex drug, right? You know, women don't have to do that. Men do. Or some men do. Okay? I don't. I'm 51 years old. I don't have to take a sexual enhancing drug. I'm okay. Okay? But I think Lamar's like 35 years old. Okay? Okay, somebody sent me a message. But okay, Lamar's 35 years old. At 35 years old, why are you taking a sexual enhancement drug? Why? And like I said, I believe the guy was trying to kill himself. I mean, at 35, I didn't think about a sexually enhancing drug. I mean, who thinks about that at 35 years old? And some people say, well, Frank, he was in a brothel. So he got, you know, he's trying to knock down everything that came through the door. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Okay? I mean, he not there. He's not making a porn. He's not making a porn movie. He's just there to have him a good time. But you know, what I've always heard about cocaine is a drug that will kill a man's sexual performance at that time. Okay? When a guy is doing cocaine, it hurts his sexual performance. He can't get it up, so to speak. Okay? I mean, that's what I've heard. He can't get it up. But after he's come down off cocaine, now, that's a different story. But at 35 years old, I don't believe that you need sexually enhancing drugs. Let alone 10 different sexually enhanced drugs. Why would you do that? Who would do that? When Viagra and Cialis and all this stuff came out about this, you know, for older guys who still want to be sexually active. You know, all these side effects, you know, they say, you know, they put these drugs on TV and then they say, don't take if you're pregnant, but don't take them if you got heart disease or liver cancer, this or that, because it may cause heavy diarrhea and low blood count and bleeding out the ears and all this old crap. You know, you're like, who would take that? You know, okay, I'm feeling this way, but if I take this, I'm going to have 5-6 different other things that I got to worry about. Okay? So with Viagra, they saying that if, you know, you take this Viagra, then if you have an erection for longer than 4 hours, and you need to see a doctor. Damn, who wanna? What guy? I guess older men that just can't do it anymore. It got a problem. I guess that's good for them. But I'm thinking, man, when I get too old to not get it up, I guess that's what's happening. You need to retire from sex. I guess I don't know. I guess you need to maybe take a piece of a pill. You know, maybe take a piece of a damn Viagra. Maybe take a piece of a Cialis, maybe. And but why would you take 10 different sex drugs? And at the same time, he's doing cocaine. Man, I tell you, that seemed like a combination for a heart attack, or, you know, his heart. And when you take these sexually enhanced pills for men, that, you know, that makes your heart work harder. It makes, you know, it's pumping blood to vital area, a vital area, and that's what makes the erection happen. So you're taking 10 different kinds. I mean, man, you know, your heart might explode. So I don't recommend that for anyone. I don't even recommend the Viagra, because this stuff, you know, you don't know what it's going to do to you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. I see more people are joining the show, and our show today is Lamar Odom, Drugs and Sex. Is this what took him down? And I believe that Lamar was trying to commit suicide. I don't believe he feel like he's got anything else to live for. He's lost friends to drugs, and I've heard that he lost one of his best friends about a month ago to a drug overdose. So I believe that's exactly what he was doing, is overdosing himself with drugs, and he used the sexually enhancing drugs to do it. Now, he was in a brothel in Vegas, and there was a young lady that came in the room, I guess, to service him, and she found him laid on the floor unconscious. Excuse me. And she screamed. And then the people that own the brothel or run the brothel came in and found him. And when they found him, they said he was laying face down, unconscious, and had, you know, a substance coming from his mouth and from his nose. So they called 911 and took him to the hospital. Then later on, they had to airlift him to another hospital, okay? And so I believe that he was trying to commit suicide. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to Lamar Odom at this point. I hope the guy somehow miraculously comes out of it, because a lot of people they've been talking to in the media that knew him and were friends with him, that played basketball with him, you know, his teammates all say that he's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's a good guy. And from what I've seen of Lamar Odom on TV, what have you, I follow him, and when he was coming out of Rhode Island. And, I saw him as a college player at Rhode Island, and then I followed him through the NBA. And he had a long NBA career and made a lot of money, did a lot of things in the NBA. So it seems like he was a great guy. Okay, it seems like he was a good guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but it seems like he was a good guy. So for something like this to happen to someone of that kind of character that people say is not just something that happenstance. It was something that he did, he's trying to do to himself by ingesting all these pills along with doing cocaine. It wasn't just a wild night out and, you know, him having too much. I believe he's trying to take himself out. And, that's my opinion. And I don't understand that when people become famous or they, you know, make a lot of money or get out and become celebrities and things like this, why do some people have to do things just overboard? I mean, I think about a couple of people who died from overdoses, like John Belushi. John Belushi, I mean, he was crazy. I think he had a few screws missing up top. But why would you do so much? I mean, why do you have to go so far overboard? Why do you have to, you know, instead of getting, you know, a little bit of cocaine to have a good time tonight, you got to go out and buy, you know, I need an ounce of cocaine. An ounce of cocaine is a lot of cocaine. I need an ounce of cocaine to have a good time. Well, no, man. Because, you know, you get an ounce of cocaine and you got people over. And y'all doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. You get where you're going too far. And you don't know your limits. Y'all with me? I mean, you don't know your body's limits. You don't know when your body's going to say, okay, Frank, that's too much. I can't take anymore. See, you don't know that about your body. Okay, you don't know that about your body. Excuse me. So how can you know, when you're doing drugs, how can you understand the limit? How can you understand the limit? And, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, I mean, that's why I believe, you know, legalizing marijuana is something that's okay with me. Okay? I'd rather for people to use marijuana. I mean, you can smoke and smoke and smoke and smoke and smoke. I mean, after a while, you're going to be like, man, I don't want no more of that crap, man. I'm done. Okay? And whereas with cocaine, you know, you get to putting that stuff up your nose and you're drinking. And that, you know, the drinking and the alcohol dehydrates your body. You're not drinking any water or anything like that to rehydrate your body. And then you're putting powder up your nose. I mean, that really takes you away. That takes you out. Okay? That takes you out. So for Lamar Odom to be doing cocaine, I don't know how much he did, okay? I don't know where they say he had 10 different pills in his system. So why are you taking all this stuff? You're taking this stuff to destroy yourself. That's what I think. I think the guy was trying to commit suicide. Hey, guys, it's Friday. That's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Take care of your kids. And have a great weekend. Remember, it's going to be warm in the daytime, but chilly at night. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you on Monday morning. Well, no, I take that back. Let me say this real quick before we get off the air. On Monday, we're going to the 6:30 in the evening show, 6:30 p.m. Monday. Take care, guys.